Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Welcome to another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. I'm glad you're here with me. Whether you're tuning in for the first time or you've been walking this path with me for a while, thanks for listening. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Each one brings a new story, a new reflection, and maybe even a new way of seeing the world. Today's episode is titled, Give Yourself to Something, and It Will Give You Something Back. Life, in many ways, is like a garden. Every day, whether we realize it or not, we're planting seeds. In our careers, our hobbies, our relationships, we're sowing the beginnings of something that might grow. But growth doesn't happen just because we dropped a seed in the soil. It takes time, it takes care, it takes commitment. Too often, we expect quick returns. We dabble in something hoping it'll bloom. But if we only give a little, if we don't clear the weeds, water the soil, or make sure there's enough sunlight, those seeds may never sprout. The truth is, it's only when we give ourselves fully to the work of tending, nurturing, and believing in what we've planted that we begin to see the results. The garden gives back when we give ourselves to it. In today's story from Japan, we'll meet a young man who starts with almost nothing, a single piece of straw. But through wholehearted effort, kindness, and a quiet kind of faith, he transforms that humble beginning into something extraordinary. It's a tale that reminds us, when we give ourselves to something, even the smallest seed can grow into something beautiful. It's called The Straw Millionaire. Once upon a time, there lived a young man who was all alone and penniless. Unable to bear the burden of his poverty any longer, he prayed to Kanon, the goddess of mercy. "Please give me some money," he pleaded. He continued to pray, and one day he heard a message from Kanon. "Once you leave this temple, take good care of the first thing you touch, then go west." As the young man left the temple gates, he stumbled and fell. His hand landed on a piece of straw. This single stalk seemed useless, but he held it tight and began walking west. As the man walked along, a horsefly came by and started buzzing around his face. He grabbed the fly, tied it to the tip of the straw stalk to play with, and let it continue buzzing about. He then came across a boy who, entranced by the stalk and buzzing fly, asked if he could have it. The man gave the boy the stalk, and in turn received 3 oranges from the boy's mother. He was quite happy to see that a piece of straw had turned into 3 oranges. As he continued walking, he came upon a young woman who was parched with thirst from the heat. Because he didn't have any water to give, the man gave her the oranges instead. The woman ate the oranges and regained her strength. As a gesture of gratitude, she gave the man an exquisite piece of cloth. The man was ecstatic that 3 oranges had turned into a fine piece of cloth. As he continued walking, he came upon a man struggling with a sick horse by the side of the road. "What is the matter?" he asked. The man told him that he had planned to take his horse to market to trade for some cloth, but the horse fell ill and stopped walking. The young man offered his cloth in exchange for the horse. Delighted at this deal, the man exchanged his horse for the cloth and headed back to his village. For the remainder of the night, the young man did his best to nurse the horse back to health. By the next morning, the animal was back to its old self. The young man had turned the cloth into a horse. Riding his new steed, he continued his journey. He came across a man who was closing up his house and making preparations for a journey of his own. The man saw the horse and said, "I am setting out on a journey and need a horse. Would you trade it for my house and rice field?" The young man readily agreed and took possession of the home. He was amazed that a horse had turned into an entire house and a field as well. In the end, the man became rich with the house and field he obtained. Since he had gained his wealth starting with just a piece of straw, the locals took to calling him the Straw Millionaire. Sometimes stories like this one feel almost too neat, too perfectly stitched together. A single piece of straw leading to a life of abundance? It's a bit extreme, sure, but it's not fantastical. Because beneath the charm and simplicity lies a message that's deeply practical. When we give ourselves fully, when we stay kind and committed, even the smallest beginnings can grow into something meaningful. So what can we take from this quiet little journey? First, realization is the first step. The young man doesn't start with a grand plan. He starts with a quiet moment of clarity. He realizes he wants to change his life, and that simple awareness opens the door to everything that follows. Second, commitment transforms direction into progress. When he receives guidance, he doesn't hesitate or second guess. He follows through, fully and faithfully, trusting the process, even when the path isn't clear. That kind of wholehearted commitment is what turns advice into action. Finally, and just as importantly, kindness keeps the journey human. Along the way, he never forgets to help others. Whether it's a small gesture or a generous gift, he shares what he has. And it's that spirit of generosity, woven into every step, that makes his success feel not just earned, but shared. The real magic isn't in the straw. It's in the way he carries it, with intention, with care, and with a heart open to others. And that's a journey worth taking. Thanks again for being here. It means a lot to share these stories with you, to pause, reflect, and remember that even the smallest effort, when given with heart, can grow into something meaningful. So wherever you are in your journey, keep planning, keep tending, give yourself fully to what matters, and trust that it will give something back, because it will. Until next time, take care. And we'll see you on the next episode of Tales for Life.